I always finish my Friday afternoon show on Cape Talk with a musical conversation followed by a piece of music, and I'm doing the same this afternoon. Troubled is a new single created by artists from Botswana, teaming up with a Danish-based production team, and the project explores mental health in the creative industries. It forms part of the Heartstrings and Heartbeats campaign. The song is called Troubled, and we'll listen to it when I say goodbye, featuring popular Botswana star Solly Sebotso and Mpho Sabina, and is written by the Danish star Spliff, produced by Kiz Keys, who's on the line to us now. Kiz, a very good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you for having me.
No, I mean, the idea sounds great, because I would imagine, there's this sort of, I don't think it is a myth. I think creative people are often as much, if not more, mentally, emotionally challenged and troubled than others. It's one of the reasons why they do the arts. And I would imagine that COVID is making that situation quite a lot worse.
Totally. I mean, the thing is with COVID, it just adds to a ton of other problems that we've all been facing for many years. You know, working in the creative arts is very tricky and very naturally troublesome process. You know, we all get stressed out, we overwork, and we strive to be great. And in the end, we're all kind of very small people in a very big world. So it does take its toll.
And not being able to perform, not being able to do what gives you your life force has made this year particularly difficult.
Yeah, this year has just been, it's been an incredible and insane journey, you know, having this whole pandemic take over the world. We're all trying to adapt, you know, and be the best we can be and do the best we can do. And I think the whole thing with the project that we're doing here with the Heartstrings and Heartbeats project is we're actually creating awareness of a problem that's existed for a very long time. So I'm very happy to be a part of this project and, very happy to produce the record. And I really hope that this whole project in a whole, you know, just inspires people to come out of this bubble that we're in. We're a bit stuck right now.
You've got to make the song good. It's not enough to have a song in support of a good cause. The song itself has got to be good. It's got to make people want to listen to it again and again.
100% agreed. Hopefully that's why they came to me. And I've met these guys, you know, and I've done actually quite a few records for this project, and we have quite an interesting pipeline of records, you know, on the way, as well as a full viral campaign. And, you know, we really want to go strong with this and really try to create a buzz around this topic, because I think it's, even though it's such a big topic and it's something that's not often discussed, I think, you know, if the right kind of people support it and the right kind of people open their mouths and, you know, participate in the movement, I think it can be a very powerful thing, you know, not just the music side, but, you know, also the science side and the actual mental trouble that naturally comes with being a creative. I'm looking forward to see what it can do.
The single, I'm told, released to the South African market from this week. I suppose one will be able to access it from all of the streaming platforms?
Absolutely. It's available everywhere now. We'll also be pushing a worldwide release starting on the 22nd of January. So we'll be pushing out to even further markets with more visuals and more assets. And we just want to kind of build the project up and build the awareness of it up. We're working with some different media influencers and creative partners and brands, you know, to try and bring our vision to life. And we hope we will attract lots of friends and followers to join us on this journey and create awareness of mental health in the creative world.
Kiz Keys, producer of Trouble, thanks very much for talking to us. You can get more information about the project and what they're doing via their Facebook page, which is Heartstrings and Heartbeats.